Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, live on September 20th, 2015. Well, folks, it's been quite a journey. I haven't been able to be on the air live with you for well over 4 months. I thank you so much for listening. And if you're a first-time listener, I hope you call in with questions. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom on dbsradio.com. And you can email me questions, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom, akashicwisdom.com. And you can always call me here at bbsradio.com. And hopefully, if you're on the station, you should know what the telephone number is, but I'm about to give it to you because I was on a different page. I was actually on the archives page that you can listen to archive shows of BBS Radio. Not just me, but I do have a lot of archives because I've been doing this since 2007, and want you to know how much I appreciate, again, for you to listen. But if you'd like to call in, you can call in direct on Station 2 here at 888-429-5471, if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And you can also call direct at 323-744-4841. So I want to say, you know, first of all, let me explain what the Akashic Records are for those people who possibly are listening for the first time. And they are the Akashic Records. If you look on my page on BBS Radio, you'll see that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so what we do is that there's so many levels and there's so many dimensions of our beingness that only a small portion is here reflected on this wonderful planet called Earth, because we are alive in so many different dimensions and levels, as I just mentioned, frequencies, that our abilities to not only heal, but also to project our energy onto other people as well as within ourselves and our environment, it's all held, all that information is held in the Akashic Records, and it's held vibrationally because everything, especially on this planet, is vibration and frequency, but that's the truth beyond in the universe. The whole universe is made up of vibration and frequency. And when you learn how to work with the Akashic Records, you can move into the Akashic Records and you can have a better understanding about what's happening with your life and why certain things have happened in your life. I've been going through some health challenges, and that's why I haven't been on the air for a while. I'm getting better. I'm understanding more about why, what, who, and how. Not ready to share all those details with you, but suffice it to say, it's been a journey of depth and understanding and a deeper level of myself and what my soul really wants from me in this lifetime. And so what we do on this program on Akashic Wisdom here on BBS Radio, I'm here every other week, so it's very fortuitous that I start here on on September 20th, my birthday, and start back in, you know. But what I will say is you can call in your questions, and these are not about futures. This is not, Akashic Records don't necessarily give future questions. Information, because the future is so mutable, it's so changeable, because every choice we make today creates our future for tomorrow. And so what we do is, with the Akashic Records, is we help people understand what their core issues are, or why certain things have happened in their life, or even when you ask a question, and the consultations are based 100% on your questions, and that's basically what happens. When you call in, And you call in with your question, you get a mini consultation, except that it's free because it's on the radio. We don't open up the records of other people without their permission, but I can open the records of the land and of animals as long as they, like the land is belonging to you, or the animal, you are the caretaker for the animal, or there is some connection to you with the animal's permission. So the work with the Akashic Records has been my life for 20 years. I would also like to dedicate this program to Mary Parker. Mary Parker was the founder of Akashic Records Consultants International, and she changed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, even though she said, "I'm just a little Texas housewife," because what she brought to us is the Akashic Records prayer that she learned from a man by the name of Johnny Prohaska, and that prayer is how we access the Akashic Records. And Mary has moved on to a new adventure. She's passed from this planet, from this earth, back into her own spirit, but she is alive and well in our hearts and our memories, and she's just a thought away. And I feel she'll be even more powerful on the other side than she was even here on the planet, because she will be in her element. She is in her element now because she passed last week, and her funeral actually was on Saturday. So there's much love to Mary Parker. We send deep condolences and love to her family. But she changed many lives, and so. Her story is on the Akashic Records Consultants International website, and just want to say bon voyage, Mary. See you on the other side, and come visit anytime you want. So tonight is, a special night, and the program here is enriched and by your questions, whether they be via email or whether they be called in on the telephone. You know, I welcome all callers and all questions. And I know that there's been some folks that haven't had a chance if you've been listening, you've been listening to archives. But I really want to talk to you tonight about what's bothering you, or what you would like to know more about from your heart's desire. Because there's so much in this wonderful planet of ours. You know, I wake up every morning, whether I'm feeling well or not, but I'm just grateful to be here. You know, people ask me how I am, and I say, you know, I'm above ground. And I'm not at all kidding. I'm just grateful to be here. Because I'll tell you, there are times when I'm driving or walking. I don't walk too well these days, but when I'm driving and I see the sky and the trees, and it actually brings tears to my eyes that this planet is so beautiful, and we have truly so much abundance. Now, I know there are many people that don't have the abundance that many of us do. When I'm talking about abundance, I'm not talking about dollars. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about the ability to appreciate nature around us. I'm talking about having wonderful pets that love you. I'm talking about being able to touch a flower and feel the softness of the petals and smell the beautiful fragrance. I mean, we have so much to be grateful for around us that the idea of moving into joy on a regular basis is so important. It's so important because when we move into joy and gratitude, we set our intentions of love in a very special place. We expand our hearts and are willing and able to receive the knowing of the love that we have not only around us, but that we are capable of giving. And today in this world, we do have a lot of conflict with folks, things that we don't understand about why the conflicts are there. The conflicts have very deep core issues of things going on, and we need to realize that whatever the violence is, we need to be able to move into a place of peace and send love to not only the people who are victims, but also the people who are creating the pain. And we need to look at that from a space of knowing that from a very real space, and this is very hard for some people to understand or even come close to being with, but if for a moment you can imagine that this lifetime is a lifetime on this planet of experience. And there have been times where I have wondered, and still do, but have a better understanding now, about why certain things happen. And the records have shown me and have said to me that there are no victims and there are no perpetrators. There are only experiences and observations. Everything else is just there. I mean, it's just like experience and observations. Quite frankly, it's all experience and observations, because you're either experiencing the pain or the joy or the gratitude, or you are observing the pain, the joy, or the gratitude. And if you experience it, you have a choice of how you're experiencing it. You have a choice of whether or not you're going to stay in the victim stance, and you're going to stay in a way of holding a consciousness of expectation of being a victim, or you're going to move from a place of victimhood into a place of knowing and loving yourself enough to move into hope and belief. And I was at the, it's kind of an interesting segue, I was at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles renewing my license plates, and one of the license plate holders, the little frame that goes around your license plate for your car, is everything is possible if you believe. And the truth of that is it's true. Now, when you make that statement of everything is possible when you believe, the immediate thought is everything will work out the way I want it to if I just believe. And the reality is it doesn't have, quite frankly, anything to do with what you think you want. It has to do with what is going to be most meaningful in your life, most meaningful for your soul's experience. And I understand that that's very hard for people to realize, but when things and challenges come, it's about asking your soul, what is the purpose? Why has this come into my life, or why has this situation presented itself to me? What can I know about this so that I can move through it from a place of knowing and from a place of understanding and from a place of growing? And so it's with that, I encourage you to delve deeper into your knowingness, your beingness, to ask those kinds of questions. And should you need help in asking or even understanding what the answers are, I hope you call me, because I know that I can help you. Now, you can call me on the show, you know, and I can give you a small answer, okay, if you will. The reason being is because we're on a radio show. It's not like I'm going to do an individual consultation with you. It'll be as individual as possible. But remember, it's not as deep as I could go if it was an individual consultation. But if you want, you can dial 888-429-5471 right now. And we have, and Doug is there waiting for you. He is my producer. He's waiting to pick up the phone, and he will put you straight through to me. And all I need from you is your, well, I'd love to have your current first and last name, but because we're on the air, I will just take your first name and initial, and we'll just do it the best we can that way, and it'll work. But if you would like to call me privately, you can also call me, or you could basically email me, and I will send you information. That might be the better way. If you email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, that's info@akashicwisdom.com, I will be happy to email you back and give you my contact information. Or if you give me your contact information, I'll be happy to call you at your convenience. And we can talk about what your issues are and find out if a consultation will help you. But the idea here is there's no reason that we as humans should live in emotional pain when we have the tools to be able to step out of the emotional pain and into a place of knowing. And that's what the Akashic Records can do. So I hope you consider that. Give me a call. Maybe there are some folks out there who have taken Akashic Records workshop. I teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. And I've got a class. Now that I'm feeling a little better, I'm going to have a class on October 9th, 10th, and 11th. I'm going to do the 9th is a, is an evening, Friday evening, from 7 to 9, and then Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 6. So if you will please, if you're interested, I'll be able to email you some information on it. It's taking place in Akron, Ohio, and we've got a sweet little airport that you can fly into, or you can fly into the Cleveland airport, or maybe you're in the Ohio area, you can drive. But I'd love to see you, or love to have you find out more about it. That'd be great. Now, the Akashic Records, because all information is held in the Akashic Records, you can use the ability of this magnificent energy to expand your life, expand your knowing on a variety of different places. So, for example, let's say you're an artist and you want to create a piece that is a healing piece. You can open your Akashic Records and ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones to help you create a piece of art, whatever your medium is, whether it's oils on canvas, whether it's sculpture, whether it's jewelry, no matter what, you can use the Akashic Records energy. The masters, teachers, and loved ones are a part of the Akashic Records to help you understand and give you inspiration and guidance as to how to create something wonderful like this. One of our wonderful Akashic Records teachers makes beautiful jewelry when she has her Akashic Records open. And there's other parts of our Akashic Records community. We have a teacher who creates and teaches people how to create fantastic and beautiful soul mandalas from the Akashic Records. We have another, I'm just mentioning a few. We have many authors within the Akashic Records because they've written books from their Akashic Records and from the Akashic Records to help humanity. Anything from manifesting to how to create a better life. We have these wonderful wonderful people that have done this. And we, you know, I have students that have expanded their practices with Reiki and counseling, and even, you know, like the emotional tapping. and have created a way to help individuals in so many different ways by using their Akashic records and their abilities. So if you have any questions about how the Akashic records work or what they might be able to do for you, or if you have any personal questions that you want to understand better, or even global questions. So let's say you want to understand more about the various conflicts and the core issues of the conflicts in the world, call. Let's ask the question. Let's go into the records together and see what the core issue is of why the conflicts are being created for humanity. Those are interesting questions. If you're curious about past lives, most people think the Akashic records are only about past lives. But the reality is they are more than just past lives. Because there are many, many, as I said before, levels of Akashic records, the levels and frequencies and abilities that we can tap into through the Akashic records. But let's, for example, say that you're a history person and you really want to understand what history is like. You can actually, if you know how to open your own Akashic records, you could actually go into the records and ask to be shown what it felt like to actually, let's say, be in the Civil War. And you can choose the different situations, for example. Let's say that you have a Christian background and you would like to experience what it felt like to be at the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus was speaking. Or let's say that you are Jewish and you would like to see what it felt like to be among the people who were waiting for Moses to bring forth the tablets from God. There's so many. That is just an example. And so the idea here is that there are ways to experience and find knowing with the Akashic Records energy that can change lives. And so that's why within a workshop, for a level one workshop, you can learn how to use the Akashic Records prayer to open the Akashic Records, because we open the records with a specific prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so what happens is, all I need, by the way, is your current legal name, as I mentioned before. So during consultation, I just need your current legal name to open the records, and then it's your questions that get us to the right area from a vibrational point of view to get your answers. So there's so much to be learned from the Akashic Records that as I come back into working with the program here, I'm going to have themes, various themes on manifestation, various themes on forgiveness, various themes on relationships, various themes on parenting, and so on. And so if there is a specific theme you would like to see or hear more and get more information from the Akashic Records, just as on a general, an idea for a theme for a program, or past lives, for example, please email me. You know, email me at info@akashicwisdom.com with some ideas of what you would like to have the Akashic Records speak to. Because this program is all about you. It's all about what and how I can serve you. And one of the reasons I was off the air for so long is because you should only do this when you feel up to it. Never do it when you're sick. And I just didn't have the energy to do it. A little bit of just a moment of what was wrong was I had a very low, they diagnosed me with extremely low iron, blood iron. So I was severely, and still am, I'm not as bad as it was, but I was severely anemic. I mean, low numbers, like a 7 hemoglobin. And so anybody who knows about that knows that's very, very low. And so they had to literally beef up my the iron in my blood, and that's what's been happening. And I am now feeling stronger and stronger. And there's more to it, but it's nothing that I really again want to share. But I not because I don't want to, but because I don't want to be there anymore. And to dwell on what was is not about living in the present of what is. So what is true right now is I am feeling better. I am ready, willing, and able to serve you in the best way that I know how by opening your records or for the sake of the show. I have my records open now, so the idea is I would serve you through the general records of what's available. And so that's the purpose of the show. The purpose of the show is service. Service to humanity. Service to those who are curious about life. Service to those who want to go deeper and understand the mysteries of this beautiful and wonderful existence that we have. There's not a day that goes by that gratitude isn't a part of this. And so we ask that you also share that when you wake up in the morning, you also have a way of being grateful for who you are. That's what this is all about. And if you're having a hard time feeling grateful, that's a great reason to call in. If you're feeling depressed and you're saying, I don't really think I have anything to feel grateful about, call me. Let's talk about it. Let's see where we can help you look at something maybe a little differently. And the idea here is by looking at things a bit differently, it helps you understand more about who you are and more about what you need and more about life itself as far as an uplifting point of view. So again, you can call me at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 323-744-4841. And we will work together and do what we need to do. And again, since it's on the radio, it's all free to you. So it's a great way to get a sample of what it feels like to have a consultation. And you are then doing a service for other people. You know, some people are feeling, my question may be, it's just about me. Believe me, if you are called to call into the show tonight, then you are going to be helping other people by asking that question. Because, there's a lot of folks listening. And we are listening for a reason. So your question is very important to help other people. So all people who call in are also doing their service for others. So I want you to just consider that and know how much you are loved. That's the other thing. You know, as I mentioned, I had a lot of people on Facebook send me happy birthday wishes. And even though I know that I know a lot of people, when you get all those birthday wishes, it's like, wow, I didn't realize there were so many people who would take the moment to type happy birthday. I mean, it's just so meaningful. And some I knew who they are and I know them well, and some people maybe not so much, but the fact that they took the time to type the happy birthday is so meaningful. I mean, I don't know how much you are Facebook fans. I'm actually not on Facebook that often. But the idea here is to realize your words are powerful. Whether you think you know one person or a thousand, doesn't make any difference. What you say to another individual carries specific vibrations that once you say it, you can never take it back. So I want you to think about that. It's like when my kids were growing up, I taught them words have no erasers. And that's very important. Words have no erasers. And so before you speak, it's going to be very important that you think about how is someone going to receive what you're saying, and how are they going to remember it, and where in their body are they going to keep it? Because, again, because words have vibrations, as you say the words, you create the vibrations because they come from your voice. And those vibrations hit the body of the other person. And then that other person has to process the words with their minds while their emotional state is feeling the vibration or intention of the words. So that's why that old saying is there's many a truth said in jest. It's really about being very conscious about how you use your words with other people, especially your children. Parents make the excuse or make the mistake, actually, that kids know when you're kidding. Well, little kids don't know when you're kidding because they haven't got the concept of joking yet. So they don't understand what is a joking word or what isn't. So when you say something that if you said it to an adult, is negative, the child doesn't process it as positive, thinking you're being sarcastic or just joking with them. They don't understand joking. It's like, it's all about how do you speak to your children in a way that's going to help them grow and be confident individuals, loving individuals, kind individuals, compassionate individuals. So it's your job as a parent to speak to them the way you would like them to speak to you, and to speak to them the way you would want them to speak to other people. As a parent, you are the greatest model a child can have. That's your job. Your job is to show them what life is like. Your job is to show them how you handle challenges, problems, situations. Your job is to show them how to be strong, how to handle anger. Your job is to show them how a mature adult handles a disagreement. And so even handles loving. Like if you tease your kids in a negative way or criticize them in a way that is negative, if you will. So, for example, if you tell a child they're stupid, if you're saying it in a joking way, they don't know you're joking. They're going to learn the definition of what stupid is as they grow older, and their subconscious has already recorded the fact that you've told them they're stupid. And there are many kids walking around that have this low self-esteem, and the parents don't understand why. It's because the way they were talked to when they were younger. Kids start gathering information in their subconscious in the womb. The consciousness of a human being is alive and well in the womb of the mom. So what's ever going on the outside of that womb, the child hears. And in fact, it's magnified because remember, that child is being held in water. And even though the consciousness might not be there to quote unquote understand, the subconscious is there and is fully formed. And just waiting for the personality and the conscious mind to catch up. That's why kids are so sensitive. Because they've learned so much without language. Because they've lived in a world where they could only survive or respond from watching feelings and hearing voice tone and watching behavior. And so as you, as a parent, become aware of how that is, hopefully these words are going to make impact on the way you treat your children and the way you talk to them. Because that consciousness begins in the womb. It's how the mom feels when she's carrying that baby. It's how that being inside hears the friendliness, the loving, or the violence on the outside. And so it's really important that you become aware of not only how you handle yourself in front of your kids, but how you handle yourself when that baby is in the womb. It's like when I was pregnant with my kids, I didn't want to watch the news because I didn't want to feel the feelings. And once they were born, I never, until they were old enough to understand what the news was, I didn't have the news on for their consciousness to absorb. My kids never saw horror movies, scary movies, never did. Wouldn't allow it. Because it wasn't, scary movies was not what I wanted them to dream about. I wanted them to dream about loving things. Never read them fairy tales where it was, you know, where people got killed or whatever. It just never, fairy tales are very negative. I mean, most of them were written by the Brothers Grimm. I mean, how happy could they be? But it just occurred to me that it's funny that the records mention that. But the idea here for you is to understand that we live in a world that is constantly bombarding us with things that we need to be able to shield ourselves from, not because we're afraid, but because it's not part of what we want our consciousness to be. And it's just about being aware of where you want to be, what you want to hear, and what you don't want to hear. What you're going to bring into your life, what you're not going to bring into your life, what you're going to allow your children to hear or see or feel, or what you're not going to expose them to. Now, I personally happen to grow up in a household where my folks fought a lot. They just weren't nice to each other. And so it's very hard to overcome, if you will, the idea that you're okay if you're constantly hearing people yell at each other about how those other people are not okay. So, you know, especially there's a lot of folks that grew up in alcoholic homes. I was one of them. I'm not an alcoholic. Food would be probably my choice of drug if I was going to be a druggie. Thank goodness I don't have the alcohol or the drug addiction. I could use food now. I could use food in that case, but I'm getting it under control. I mean, it is under control. I shouldn't say I'm getting it. So the idea here is you, as a human being, have many, many choices. And I'm not trying to lecture. That's not what's going on here. But the idea here is that there's so much that we have at our fingertips in how to create the life we want. So much available. And it's up to us to take control of that life and move forward in a way that we feel like we're in control. So also, lots of folks out there, this is based on the work that I'm doing, not because I'm going to name names or tell you that I remember what the consultations are about, because I don't, but the themes are what are important, is that many people don't feel in control of their life. They feel totally out of control, overwhelmed. We've all felt that way before. I certainly have. But it's really about taking that experience and moving deeper into it to understand what part of that is meaningful, what part do I need to release, what part no longer serves me, and why did I create it? What do you have to show me or tell me? It's like I'm not interested in being a victim anymore, and I hope you aren't either. But if that's hard for you, this is another thing that can be helped with the Akashic Records. We do life coaching through the Akashic Records. And it's helpful to understand what's possible. So I have about 10 more minutes of the show, and I would love to hear from you if you would like to call in. Remember, it's a toll-free number, but don't call in at the last moment, because then I won't be able to speak to you. So I want to be able to give you enough time to answer your questions and help you. So again, the toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. Or if you want to call direct, if you're in another country, our country code is 011, and it's 323-744-4841. You're welcome to call either on the toll-free number or direct, whatever good for you. And again, you can email me questions today, or if you want to just think about your questions, you can email me questions for the next time I'm on the air. And that's not going to be next week, but it'll be the week after. So that's what you may want to know. So the next time I'm going to be on the air is October 4th. So gather your questions for that. And if you want information on the Akashic Records workshop that's coming up the 9th, 10th, and 11th here in Akron, then also email me. And we will get you the information you need. I would love to hear from you to find out. There's three themes that I would like to do in the next three shows. But I want to know from you which one you folks would like. One is manifestation, the other one is forgiveness, and the other one is relationships. So which one would you like me to go into the records and create a show around for October 4th? So if you will email me your votes of what you would like to hear on October 4th, that'd be great. Or if you even want to number them, like 1, 2, and 3, and number them, you know, which one is the most important, second most, and the third most. That would be great. My website's not up yet. I'm still working on that. If you know anybody who'd like to help me with a website, that would be great. We also take donations for the show via PayPal. And if you find this show is beneficial to you and you would like to donate to the show, that'd be great. You can use the same email address of info@akashicwisdom.com to donate any amount, and it's all appreciated. And there's people who have donated because they have found that the work that's being done is very helpful to them. And they weren't necessarily callers. They were people who just listened on a regular basis and said, ah, I want to be able to do this. So that's what we want you to know. And it's now 9:44. I know it's 6:44 in California or in the Pacific area, but here in the Eastern time zone, it's 9:45, I think, 9:46, something like that. And so we're going to be on for a few more minutes, and we're going to end at 9:50. And unless we get a call, we'll go to 9:55. So, isn't that great? I'm still getting birthday wishes. I love that. That's beautiful. And you can call in just to wish me happy birthday if you'd like. That's okay. You know, if you have a question, great. If not, you just want to wish me happy birthday, call in. Love to talk to you. That'd be great. So right now, I want to just talk to you a little bit about how to unleash the power of your consciousness. And that's the idea here, is to begin to vision. Unleashing the power of your consciousness has to do with you becoming aware of what it is you truly want. And the way you find it out, and there's many people that I work with that want to know what their soul's purpose is, because then that will tell them what they're quote-unquote supposed to do in this lifetime. However, your soul's purpose is for you to find joy. Whatever you're finding joy in is your soul's purpose. Now, if you're not sure what you find joy in, then it's about making a list of the things that make you happy, or the things that make you smile, or the things that you're grateful for, or even the things that you're curious about. Because curiosity is a form of joy. I'd like you to consider that. What the masters, teachers, and loved ones say is that curiosity is a way of getting your attention on a journey to joy. Because when you're curious about something, you create an interest that creates, in many cases, you might get curious about something and then not want to go any farther, but true curiosity about something that you want to take it to the very end will bring you joy about the knowing. So be happy, or be open to listing what brings you joy, or what brings you, or what you're curious about, what you'd like to know more about. What part of life are you curious about? What part of working with other people do you want to know? I'm not talking about their. I'm not talking about their personal thing. I'm talking about what you're curious about people in general. That's what I'm talking about. And so the idea is becoming very much aware and writing down what your observations are about what you're curious about, what makes you smile, what brings you joy, what makes you happy. It's about taking a personal inventory about the times in your life that you felt the most complete as well. When in your life did you feel the most content, the most peaceful? Because peacefulness is a way of feeling fulfilled. And the way you feel fulfilled is when you are participating in life and in activities that bring you joy. So the reason why you want to do this personal inventory and start writing everything down is because there are things that are going to pop up or a pattern is going to emerge that you then can become aware of something that's going to show up that you're curious about. So if you think that your purpose is helping people, you need to be a little bit more specific because there are many, many ways, many industries, many careers that can help people. And you need to decide what part of that brings you the most fulfillment and the most joy. So I just like you to know how deeply loved you are, how much you are being observed, if you will, when I say observed, I'm not saying observed in a creepy way. I'm saying that your soul, your subconscious, your soul and your subconscious, because they are actually two different things, are observing what you like, observing what you gravitate to, observing what your thoughts are. And so those observations of what and how you're conducting yourself are then used to bring you more of what you're what those parts of you are observing. Because if that's what's in your life and you are observing that, then you obviously want more of that. If you're gravitating toward certain things, you obviously want more of that because that's what's in your mind, that's what you're imagining, and that's what you're wanting to bring forward. So if you want to change your life, you have to change your thoughts. And if you want to change your thoughts, you want to change your thoughts not from what you don't have, but what you do have. And that's where gratefulness comes in. So whatever you want more of, I encourage you to be grateful for. And that's about what I have to say for you tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you found benefit from it. I hope you wake up tomorrow morning and say, thank you, God, for all my wonderful blessings. Thank you, God, for all my wonderful friends, for all the people who know me and love me. I know that's what I'm going to do. I do that actually a few times a day because we all have so much to be grateful for. We have so much abundance in our lives that we need to acknowledge. We live in a country that, although it may have some issues, allows us the freedom that to be whoever it is we want to be, to create whatever we want to create. Because remember, everything is possible when you believe. And so for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to Akashic Wisdom with Donna Fox. That's who I am, if I haven't told you my name before. My name is Donna. It's spelled D-A-H-N-A. Fox, like the animal, F as in Franco X. I appreciate you listening. Please email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at Akashic Wisdom. That's AKASHICWISDOM.com. With your questions, with your comments, with your inquiries, I'm here for you. And I will be back on the air on October 4th. Ready with whatever theme you have told me or you have emailed me you would like to see covered. Remember that it was either manifestation, forgiveness, or relationships. So have a wonderful 2 weeks. Look in the mirror and remember how much you're loved. And so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, whether they're listening live or on the archives. We ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records, again thanking the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful information by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on September 20th are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Have a great day and a great week. 2 weeks. Bye-bye.